Here on slide 22, we see the full version of this image on L1 carrier. Up at the top, we have the CA code in the green, and then we have the P code in the blue below it. There's several pieces of information in here that's helpful. One of the things you might notice right away is down at the bottom, you see the red square wave from 1 to 0 and 0 to 1 indicated for each 180 degree phase shift. There's this shift from the 1 to the 0 and back to 1. And this is the represented by this red square wave. Now see that the CA code is also represented by a square wave that is turned 90 degrees or in quadrature to the P code. This is one of the ways in which the carrier can carry both codes simultaneously on L1. Now, L1 is at 1575.42 megahertz. That's its rate, which is a multiple of the fundamental clock rate, 10.23 megahertz. But again, you see the green wave going up and down, up and down, up and down on a regular basis, like a sine wave, and then it comes to the 180 degree shift, and at that moment, the code chip switches. This is the way that this the square wave is perceived by the receiver. Now, of course, if there were no shift in the phase, then this would be just the pure carrier without any code. But the codes here, you see the chipping rate over on the right-hand side. Notice that the CA code chipping rate is 10 times slower than the P code. The length of a CA code is 960 feet, whereas the length of a P code, 10 times shorter, because the P code's 10 times faster, is 96 feet. And also, notice the repetition period. The CA code is repeated very quickly, whereas the P code does not repeat for 7 days, making it more secure, as would be expected with a classified precise code. Well, you see here also the 10 P codes per each CA code chip, which is exactly as you would expect.